AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The man who's got the job now says he doesn't think Donald Trump will end up being president of the United States.
He knows how to get attention. He's the classic reality TV character.
President Obama on CBS's 60 Minutes in an interview that aired last night. He was also asked about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server to conduct government business while she was Secretary of State.
I don't think it posed a national security problem. I think that it was a mistake that she's acknowledged.
And on the subject of Syria, the president said there aren't any silver bullets, as he put it, to dealing with the crisis there. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted of charges against him in Iran. He's been held there for more than a year, accused of espionage, among other things. We don't have any details yet on his conviction. Hundreds of Southwest Airlines flights are being delayed by computer issues. Here's our Carlotta Bradley.
Flights have been delayed by technical issues. Southwest says it's been using backup systems to check in travelers who don't have printed or mobile boarding passes. A spokesman for the carrier says there's absolutely no indication now the problems are the result of hacking.
And Southwest is telling passengers to arrive 2 hours early for their flights and print their own boarding passes before going to the airport. Millions of Americans will get no increase in their Social Security next year. It's because inflation is so low. Inflation is being kept down by lower gas prices. Police in Arlington, Texas say a man was shot during a fight at a tailgate party in a parking lot outside the stadium where the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots played yesterday. A suspect fell while trying to get away and will be jailed when he's out of the hospital, say police. Football's weekend winners included the Patriots and Green Bay. In baseball, the Astros and the Blue Jays. This is AP Radio News. Mars is still bringing him in at the box office. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Mark Watney is still alive.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
The Martian stays number one for the second straight weekend, bringing its total close to $109 million. Matt Damon stars as an astronaut marooned on the red planet.
Who's ready to fly?
Me, like a superhero.
Better, like a vampire.
Hotel Transylvania 2 is second this weekend. The big budget Pan bombs with a third place opening. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The estate of Jimi Hendrix is suing a Tucson man for a guitar once owned by the legendary guitarist. The guitar reportedly is worth $1 million. The Dodgers second baseman Chase Utley's been suspended for the next two games for his hard slide that injured New York shortstop Ruben Tejada. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.